Do you know that your stream can read computer documents for you? Unlike most commercial MP3 players, which play only recorded audio, your stream has a built-in computer voice that can change computer text into spoken audio. This means you can not only listen to recorded audio books and music, but now you can transfer computer text, such as documents and emails, to the stream and listen to them without needing to be tied to your computer. Stream can read computer files that end with TXT, HTML, XML, and RTF. Although Stream doesn't read MS Word documents ending with DOC, you can use the MS Word program to save those documents in TXT or HTML formats. Thus, you can listen to your schoolwork or personal computer documents anytime using the Stream. HTML is the most powerful text format. For example, if you have an MS Word document with multiple heading levels, you can save that document in HTML format. In the Save As window, choose the option to save as filtered HTML. The stream will not only read the resulting HTML file, but let you navigate between the headings with keys 4 and 6, just as you would navigate a DAISY book. Stream will also read electronic braille files produced by the Duxbury program. These are text files that end with BRF. You save all computer text files in the $VR text folder of your stream memory card. You can then find them on the text bookshelf. When reading text files, Stream allows you to use keys 2 and 8 to choose to navigate by page, paragraph, sentence, line, word, spell mode, and even character. You move backward or forward at those levels using keys 4 and 6. The spell mode lets you move backward and forward, one word at a time, and spells each word for you. For HTML files with headings, you have the additional navigation choices of heading level 1, level 2, and so on. The go-to key above key 1 provides you with a go-to percent function, allowing you to type in a percentage offset to jump to in your file. For example, you could quickly jump to the midpoint of a large file by pressing Go to percent and then entering 50, followed by the play key. Besides reading computer documents, the built-in computer voice also announces folder and file names of your music and podcast files. You can also change the volume, reading speed, and pitch of the computer voice. You press the power button to select the volume, speed, or pitch control, and then press the arrow keys just below the power button to increase or decrease their settings. So, if your reading needs include computer documents and files, in addition to listening to recorded books and music, the stream's computer voice is there for you.